I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, Alaska Native leaders oppose the SAVE Act over voting access concerns, and a new specialty license plate highlights the Gila River Indian community. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. The Alaska Federation of Natives is speaking out against the proposed federal voting bill it says could create new barriers for Alaska Native voters. In a press release issued April 6th, AFN urged Congress to reject the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, which is currently being debated in the U.S. Senate. AFN represents more than 190 tribes, along with Native corporations and nonprofits across Alaska. Leaders say the bill would require voters to present documentary proof of citizenship, such as a passport or birth certificate, in person at a designated election office in order to register for federal elections. For many Alaska Native communities, that could mean traveling long distances, often by plane, at significant cost. In a statement, AFN says, quote, "The SAVE Act would disenfranchise eligible voters and recreate the very barriers our communities have fought for decades to dismantle," end quote. The organization also raised concerns about how the bill would treat tribal identification, noting that many IDs do not include citizenship status and would require voters to obtain additional documentation. AFN says the process could take weeks and may be difficult or impossible for some community members. The group argues the legislation is unnecessary, calling it, quote, "a solution in search of a problem," end quote. AFN says the bill would also restrict systems widely used in Alaska, including mail-in and online registration. As the debate continues in Washington, tribal leaders are calling on Congress to focus instead on improving access to voting, particularly in rural communities. A federal judge has rejected a plea agreement in the case of missing Navajo elder Elda Mae Begay. Begay, a 62-year-old member of the Navajo Nation, was last seen in 2021 at her home in Sweetwater, Arizona, and has not been found. According to the Associated Press, the judge denied a proposed deal with Preston Henry Tolth, who was accused of assaulting Begay before she disappeared. Prosecutors say the agreement would have allowed Tolth to avoid additional prison time. Begay's family opposed the deal in court. Her niece, Seraphine Warren, told the judge, quote, "Accountability is not time served. We still don't have the truth," end quote. Advocates say the case highlights ongoing challenges in addressing missing and murdered Indigenous people across the country. Arizona drivers have lots of specialty license plates to choose from, 114 to be exact. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrasio reports, the largest tribe in the Phoenix metro area is among the latest to be featured. And I'm Jill Freitas.